Well, I'm just in the vicinity of Juba town.
What does that mean?
It means I'm outside Juba.
Are you attempting a coup against the government of President Salva Kiir?
Not at all. What happened was that the soldiers in the presidential guards division, they fought among themselves. And this was used by Salva Kiir Mayardit to accuse me and some of my comrades in the SPLM who want reform of the SPLM to say we are plotting against his government. We are Democrats who do not want to plot, who do not believe in coup d'etats. This is not our belief at all.
Do you know why the soldiers were fighting?
I don't know. They quarreled among themselves.
Do you fear for your life?
That's why I left Juba, in fear of my life, because I was informed that Salva Kiir had surrounded houses of the leaders that participated with me in the conference, press conference against him.
Because in the press conference, you accused Mr. Kiir of being dictatorial.
Yes, we did. And we also requested reform.
Do you know anything about fighting in Bentwi or Unity State?
You know, they're fighting everywhere. You see, after what President Salva did in Juba, when the fighting erupted, people were killed. And, you know, my house was destroyed. Children were killed. My bodyguards were disarmed, and the next day they were killed. All this took place yesterday.
There have been suggestions that the tensions between you and Mr. Kiir are along ethnic lines.
Our disagreement has been on the SPLM, its reform, and on the governance. But after the 15th and after the 16th, what is happening is that other ethnic groups are being killed for being my supporters.
Are you concerned that this may descend into civil war?
Well, already, you know, the incident of Juba has spread to garrisons outside Juba, in central Equatoria, and particularly in Jonglei. Now, the whole force has rebelled against Salva Kiir Mayardit, and I believe it is also extending northwards to Upper Nile, Unity State, and mostly in other places.
So what are your plans?